This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
It's one of the honors of my life to be involved with Bechtold's Breakdown. And the nice man to my left is named Bechtold. First name Austin, nickname Limits. Let's do it, my
friend.
That
is very kind of you to say, Joe. Likewise with you, as the Bechtold Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Our great friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating that last week brought breakfast pizza into the morning show and I had a couple of slices of. It was very good. I want to start with the Bechtold Breakdown today, talking about last night's football game, Joe. The Minnesota Vikings are an absolute train wreck.
They really are.
Their defense is good, I think. Brian Flores, they don't look good. They clearly don't have a quarterback. Carson Wentz is not the answer. I don't think McCarthy is either. But Kevin O'Connell says that if J.J. McCarthy is healthy, he will play. This whole situation seems so weird with him, though, because I thought the original timeline, according to Schefter, was right around 2, 3, or 4 weeks. It's now gone way further than that, and they're not playing J.J. McCarthy, and he's still technically hurt. I think there's something fishy going on here, and that they're just trying to give J.J. McCarthy more seasoning, and they just don't want to bring him back yet because they don't think he's ready.
I'll tell you what's happening here is that Kevin O'Connell, who I think is a really good coach, like a good offensive coach and quarterback guy, must have made a horrible mistake unless he was overruled by ownership.
Yeah.
They went with J.J. McCarthy, and they had Sam Darnold, who had a really, really good year, and they allowed him to become an unrestricted free agent. They didn't even, like, sign him and trade him, anything like that. They just let him go, Limits.
Bad idea, man.
After last year, after you got as far as you got, I know they got blown out. Did they win a playoff game or get blown out right away?
No, they lost in that game that was supposed to be played in L.A. They played it in Arizona against the Rams.
So instead of saying as far as you got, I'll say with as many games as they won last year, with a guy with 35 TDs in a league where people are starving for quarterbacks, maybe you needed to re-sign that guy. And it might wind up costing Kevin O'Connell his job eventually because I don't know that there's a way out. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's the guy, and I sure as hell know Carson Wentz isn't. It's kind of sad to watch the demise of the Vikings. I thought they were going to be a player, but they had an offensive mind. They have a defensive mind in Flores. They have a pretty good roster, and now they don't have a quarterback. And without that, you're cooked.
Growing up, rooting for like another team when you're younger, and I voted for the Vikings. I was a big Vikings and Saints fan, not nearly as much as the Steelers, but I liked Drew Brees and I liked Adrian Peterson. And I thought it was fun watching Brett Favre play for the Vikings. Now it's just sad absorbing the Vikings and the Saints, who are undoubtedly the worst team in the entire NFL. Ben Kindle with the Penguins scored a pretty nice goal last night, a slap shot, vintage type of Sidney Crosby-esque goal that you like to see right at the circle. I think that it's obvious that Kindle should stay, that Brunick should stay. The Penguins are embracing this youth movement. I'm not entirely happy that they're winning because I want Gavin McKenna, but they are, and it's nice to see young players playing well.
Yeah, I think they're making the decision pretty easy here, right? The team's winning, and they're part of it. It would look horrible if they sent those guys back to junior. Horrible. But the story last night was Tristan Jarry. They got ransacked last night, and that is the definition of a goalie stealing you a game. And when you pay Jarry, you know, you give him he's not making gigantic goalie money, but they committed $28 million to him. You got to have him steal some games. He stole the game last night, and good for him and good for them. They're off to a fun start here, Limits.
He did. Yeah, he did steal them that game. Tristan Jarry still drives me insane over the course of a season, and they should have never done that contract, but he did have a good night, and he deserves his flowers for that.
Oh, and Sidney Crosby's still good. This just in.
No surprise to anyone. One thing that might be a little bit surprising to people, Noah Hyles in his new role, with the Post-Gazette as a sports enterprise reporter, wrote a story on Pony that came out today. Yeah. Did you get a chance to read it?
Yeah, and I thought the Noah Constrictor did a great job.
Me too.
I won't say critical, but very discerning observer of writing. And I wouldn't say anything if I didn't think the story was good or well written and well reported. It really was. He put the time in. He talked to a bunch of people. He talked to Nick Wright, who went to school with Pony. He talked to Spack, our big boss here. He talked to Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
So always rule number one is, you know, do the legwork. And that can make your story for you. Quotes and insight from people who know your topic, know your subject, can make the story for you. So he put in the legwork, and I thought he really captured Pony. He spent time with Pony at his house. The night, in fact, that Pony lost his bet to get his nipples pierced. The nipples are right in the lead to the story. I thought he did a great job, and it wasn't just a puff piece on Pony either. He was critical at times because that's what Pony inspires, is loving and loathing from people, and both for probably good reason, and both he wants to do that. That's the goal here, is to put out strong opinions and put yourself out there in a way that you know is going to attract people, whether it's attracting them out of liking you or not liking you. And Noah did a great job of investigating that dynamic. It was really good, really well written.
Some of the quotes that were included of former Pony tweets were, Mason Rudolph will end up being a better NFL quarterback than Lamar Jackson.
Yes, he did his research.
The days of calling Sidney Crosby the best hockey player in the world are over, from April 23rd, 2012. And of course,
I love that.
The infamous, the Steelers have a verbal agreement in place with the 49ers for Brandon Ayuk. And Kenny Pickett to George Pickens is the new Montana to Rice.
That's the granddaddy of them all.
One.
Yeah, I love that one too.
And it kind of showed the Pony that we all know and love. Somebody who looks out for people, has looked out for me, has really been someone that has become a mentor for me and has become a friend that is a friend that has helped look out for me in my early career, him and Malzi especially. And it was really cool to be able to see that all encapsulated in the story. Someone from New York that has fully embraced the Yinzer culture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's really awesome to see.
Very well said. Next.
Will Howard says that he has been embraced by Aaron Rodgers, or maybe Aaron Rodgers is embracing Will Howard, and it's been awesome with their relationship.
He's been awesome. And I mean, I said it, you know, in Latrobe and even in OTAs here, like, he's been so gracious with his time and his energy towards me. And anytime I ask him a little question, even if it's something little, like, you know, he'll dive into a whole response about why he does this and what it's good for. It seems like he cares, you know, and he cares about giving back, which is rare. And I really, really appreciate that, because, you know, not all people are like that. And it shows what kind of person he is.
We know how popular Will Howard is with the show. And to be able to hear the relationship that Howard is forming with Rodgers, it's kind of reminiscent of Rodgers with Jordan Love. He said the first guy I want to see is Jordan Love after the game and maybe exchange a jersey with him. And Rodgers also saying that one day he will retire in Green Bay.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say that jackass Brett Favre in some ways probably scarred Rodgers, or at least showed him how not to do it. You know, you can, whenever somebody wants to get into a field, whatever it is, let's say coaching, I think you have to learn, you can even learn from people the valuable lessons of how not to do it. Sometimes those are the most valuable lessons. And, you know, the way Favre reportedly treated Rodgers, why would you want to do that to somebody? I think in all of our walks of life, we remember who treats us well when we start out and who doesn't. And there's something to learn from both. And it sounds like Rodgers learned that that's no way to go about it here. Like, I should be someone who helps people, who mentors them, even if they might take my job someday. You know, and he's done that, and good for him.
Right, and I think Aaron Rodgers.
And good for them.
Aaron Rodgers, especially, like, knowing the position that he's in and being Aaron Rodgers and how good he is, it's good to see him give back and learn from that. And, you know, be able to have those relationships where it shows that Aaron Rodgers can be bigger than what happened in the past with his former mentor. Now, Terrell Austin, I should say, was not necessarily happy with the Steelers' run defense. He says that it is the main focus this week.
Stop the run. I got a simple answer for you. We have to stop the run. When you allow teams to run, then it opens up all kinds of things. It opens up play action pass. It opens up, or it shrinks your menu, because what you do now is you're doing things to make sure you have to bring possibly extra guys down to try to stop the run. So the bottom line is we got to be able to stop the run. And then I think that opens up and allows us to play well.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's 2025, so on days that people can't run, they can still dice you up through the pass, especially your secondary, and especially when your linebackers are in coverage. I got news for him and for Mike Tomlin. If Chase Brown had run 10 times for 0 yards the other night, Joe Flacco still would have diced them up. By the way, Saturday at PPG Paints Arena, Eddie Johnston, Ron Francis, Scotty Bowman, and Kevin Stevens being inducted into the Penguins Hall of Fame. And guess who's one of the voters for the Penguins Hall of Fame? Savvy old news hound. And those are four very, very deserving inductees right there. EJ, legend, Scotty Bowman, they're all legends, as a matter of fact. Ron Francis, one of the great two-way talents in the history of the game. And Kevin Stevens, if you were going to, you know, draw up a profile of a power forward and what it's supposed to be, you'd be drawing him, a picture of him. He was the prototypical ultimate power forward.
Yes. You are a legend too, Joe. And that's got to be an honor that you were a part of that and you were asked to be a part of it. And that's pretty sweet, especially
yeah,
those
cool
names connected to it.
Very cool. What else you got? Anything? Are we done here?
We can keep going if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do one more. I would like that.
Well,
first let me read you this.
Please.
The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Cloudy today with a high of Nick Herbig, 51, and a low of Anthony Mantha, 39. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
There is talk that Minkah Fitzpatrick could be on the trade block. It is a potential trade candidate out of Miami again. Steelers, with NFL rules, are not allowed to trade back for him this season. What happened with Minka, man? Like, it seems like he's just is not fit back in with Miami. They're a dumpster fire right now. That organization is probably going to end up firing its coach, maybe even the GM as well.
I mean, my theory on Minka, I don't know what was happening behind the scenes. I really don't. It seemed like he was pointed to sort of indirectly as one of the problems with the communication, although we saw that rear its ugly head again the other night. Here's what I think from observing him on the field is that he's a guy who sacrificed his body to the cause. He really did. I mean, he was a crazy hitter who was never afraid to lay his body out there either in crushing receivers or coming up to help against the run. And I think it took a toll on him. I think however old he was when he left here, he was 29 going on 35. That's what I think happened to Minka.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate because when he was here, it seemed like a good guy, good all-around player at the beginning portion of his career. Then the lack of interceptions really hurt him, and seems like they had him.
He lost
a lot of miscommunication. He lost a step.
That's a long way of saying he lost a step and his body got beaten up.
Yeah, it seemed like there were a lot of things that were going on there. So see if Minka ends up getting traded before the deadline, which is in about 2 weeks.
Thank you, Limits.
Thank you, Joe.
That was a wonderful trip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.